Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is expectations. Hi, this is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Spiritual Teacher, Healer, and Approved and Certified Akasha Guide for the John of God Experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday. Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. You can call us live at 858-357-8481 or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we'll connect with that before we go into channeling. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here to this planet. We would like to invite you to join us for our annual John of God Spiritual Transformation Healing Retreat, coming up in 2016, April 4th through April 16th. And this is just an amazing opportunity to cleanse your soul, spiritual cleansing, I call it. It's like being transported to another dimension. And it just is such a beautiful, beautiful feeling, the vibrational frequency. I've noticed we just had family photos done, and I just posted it on my Facebook page. And I've noticed over the years that the photos before John of God and the photos after John of God, I look a lot different. So, you know, the photos after John of God, there's just, and forgive me if I sound vain, but there's a beautiful aura around me. And I know it's partly because of my family. Whenever they're around me, I you know, increase in that feeling of love and joy. But absolutely, I can tell in those photos of the increase in that vibrational frequency, that tuning in, that new alignment with this new energy that's moved through. And it just is such a beautiful confirmation that the planet's evolving, that we're all shifting, that there really is a light that shines brightly in our soul. And people can see that. They can. Yeah. Okay. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening here today, as you listen to our channeling, that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. And don't forget to register for our upcoming shows. We have our John of God Healing Meditation Fridays at 9 a.m. Central Standard as we tune in to John of God and the Casa Entities of Light for Healing. And our monthly show with the Psychic Angel Channelers, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and myself for Angel Talk Tuesday. And our next one is actually coming up next week, next Tuesday, May 26th. So be sure to register for that show. We are offering a free psychic reading on that show when you register. And you can register over at www.bit.ly/register, please. All right. Looks like we can go ahead and get started today for our channeling. So I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath and just relax. I've got my oils, my therapeutic essential oils, doTERRA, that I've lubed up with, and I've got my amazing, amazing crystals from the Casa, and my special ones I just got there in April. All right, here we go. So I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath. We use the singing bowl to help us tune in to the frequency of Metatron. And clear out any negative energy, anything that isn't of the light. It just evaporates in the beautiful music of the singing bowl. And if you don't have a singing bowl, I highly recommend them. They're beautiful for clearing space, clearing people, and to help raise your vibrational frequency and tune in to your own inner guidance, your own spiritual console. And so I'm going to have you just take a moment, take a deep breath, and call in your own spiritual console, your guardian angels, your spirit guides, and any loved ones who've passed, and any pets or totem animals. Just feel their love and support as they help you create the beautiful space of awakening. Welcome. I am Metatron. Thank you for joining us here today. We are honored and delighted to assist you on this beautiful journey of awakening of tuning in more and more to your spiritual being, aligning and allowing your pure essence to radiate and shine forth. The ego is now taking on a different function. As you are able to maintain longer and longer frequencies and higher vibrational alignments, and for some it may feel like a death of the ego, which is not a bad thing. But the ego does not die. It also evolves and transforms, just as your physical body awakens and moves into enlightenment. So does your ego. Your ego becomes tamed. It does not run rampant and reckless. Each and every day you become more and more aware that you are the driver, not your ego. And your ego goes through a period much like that of a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum. And the ego digs in its claws deeper, wanting to hang on and regain or maintain its control. There is so much freedom as you move into this beautiful place of alignment with your soul. It becomes your new normal. And every time your ego has a temper tantrum, instead of engaging with that experience as you awaken, you are able to disconnect and simply hold the space of awareness. And as you stay grounded within your awakening, the drama of your ego begins to lessen, and what used to take days to shift or move out of when you had an encounter with someone now occurs in mere seconds. And such is the power of your soul, your spiritual being. And we have come today to talk about expectations. Expectations you may have within the awakening process. So Some of you may have expected that being an awakened person meant that you were completely free of the ego and the drama that the ego drags around, that you would be completely free of the pain body and the energy the pain body lives in. Yes, you are free within your state of awakening. But it is a choice that you make and continue to make in every moment of your presence. The ego is not in your presence. The ego is in your future. And your past. When you are fully 100% present in the experience that you are having, the experience that is unfolding around you, there is no ego. You are completely free of judgments, attachments, and resistance. It is a sacred space. It is almost as if there is an army of angels that surrounds you, ensuring this sacred space be pure, be whole. But as a human being, it takes time. So be patient. It takes time to train your mind, your human mind, to be present. Because that is not how you came into this world. Initially, yes. As a baby, yes, you are fully present. As a new grandma, Julie is experiencing pure bliss with her granddaughter, who is turning one this week. And she recently asked us the question, as she was sitting with her quietly, feeding her a bottle, and the baby was gazing out the window, and Julie wondered, I wonder what the baby is thinking. And then it occurred to her, that there is no thinking for the baby. The baby is simply present. The baby is simply gazing out the window, looking at the trees and listening to the birds. There is no need for thinking. The baby does not say, there's a tree. Or, I would like to go outside. The baby is simply pure presence, pure love, pure joy in that moment. But as the baby becomes aware of wants and needs, the ego begins to arise. As Julie has noticed, there is much whining that is occurring from the baby of late. And that is the rising of wants and needs. And the desire to verbally communicate, as do each of you. And so is born the frustration of others not understanding or knowing instantly what you want or need. And so the ego begins. So awakening may be compared to moving back to your pure essence of that of a baby before you discovered wants and needs. And so as you think about what it was like to be a baby, to be loved and cared for, to be present in pure joy and pure bliss, for the most part, tune in to your essence, your purity, your peace. It is your divine right. And it is easily attainable. It is simply through your awareness and practiced meditation, practiced awareness continually throughout your day that will allow you to regain full and total control over that part of your ego. So now that you are awakened, now it is a matter of retraining, transforming your ego. It doesn't occur instantly with awakening, as you may have expected. And so there may be some who are disappointed. And again, that is a judgment that keeps you stuck in your human limitations. It is all a process that you are constantly ever undergoing and embarking on, evolving toward a more advanced civilization within this higher state of consciousness. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Oh, thank you, Metatron. That was so very lovely. So very lovely, as always. All right. And so, we do have a few minutes. If you are a member of our inner circle, you are invited to stay on after the show. For a, I can draw an angel card, or if you have a question, I can certainly assist you with that as well. So please hit 1 on your keypad so that I know that you are a member and you have a question. And it looks like we have Tatiana today. Welcome, hey, dear.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, Julia.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
Today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for your support, dear.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with Victoria today. It was good, so let's see how it goes.
Yes, beautiful.
It's processed. She's going to review my paperwork.
Good, good, good.
So maybe just pick up a card, like see what's going on, like kind of related to that maybe.
Absolutely.
You know,
And we have the healing deck, the life purpose deck, messages from your angels, and animal cards.
Maybe life purpose.
Yeah, that's actually the one I was thinking of. And, of course, the card that comes up for you today is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. The card says, trust your feelings and dreams to guide your career path. And certainly what I'm seeing with the card, Tatiana, is that everything is unfolding exactly as it should be. I know one of the mantras I've been using that's just really beautiful and helps you stay into alignment, stay in alignment, and really tune into that law of attraction is the universe is always working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is moving in perfect order for me, and I know that whatever experience that I'm having is working for my highest good. So, yeah, that whole trust component, I know it's much easier said than done. But, yeah, I am definitely seeing everything's moving in the right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm getting a lot of help because of my triangle and what you have done for me in Brazil.
Yeah. Yes, I just feel like
that's why it's moving, you know, finally.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Awesome, because
I thank you so much. I love 1-800-NOW-PRAY. I've been calling them a couple of times.
Yes. I know. Aren't they amazing? I love them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Julia.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
God bless you too, dear. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for your support today, and thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday. Next week, we are doing an encore because we have our Angel Talk Tuesday on Tuesday night. Special thank you to, excuse me, a special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this mission of global awakening. Are you getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations? When you sign up for our weekly messages, you are automatically added to our free healing list. And so you can sign up over at www.juliegeigel.com. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond.